As crazy as it is for everybody, I think that's the true answer. That, I mean, aren't the entire world is off kilter right now. So I think that adapting to what's gone on, everybody's doing it. So it's like, it makes it easier is what I'm trying to say, that you just know that nothing is normal. Everything has been different. The one true thing that stands is our guys want to play. And, you know, last year came to a screeching halt for all of us, but we were playing our best hockey. We have a lion's share of that team back this year. And we kept telling them all along, guys, you're going to get a schedule. You're going to get it. And finally you can put a date and a team. And it happens to be Penn State coming in here on that opening date. And you could just see their eyes light up. And I mean, you could have put anybody in that game. They just want to get started. And that's the key right now. You know, we got under 2 weeks to go, or actually 2 weeks to go right now. We're going to get this thing going.
Yeah, unbelievable. You got a quick turnaround, but you do have, like you said, the lion's share of that team back. It's got to be nice knowing that that is the case, that you do have an experienced hockey team coming back.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I mean, the first 2 years were year one is all brand new for all of us. We really felt we got traction. We got going. And then we lost 12 players off that team. Last year was like starting over again. Once we hit the Christmas mark, our goaltending solidified itself. We really became a strong hockey team. We were one of the better teams in the country. We believed that we were playing that way. We knocked Notre Dame off in the playoffs. And then here we are coming back now year three, you know, and we have guys that we put in roles early in their career. Sammy Walker and McLaughlin, for example, I'm just bringing up two names right now, Ranta. They were put in key roles as freshmen and sophomores. They're now upperclassmen. Sure. These guys now are upperclassmen ready for the challenge because they've been through all the wars of this league and in college hockey. And there's a little twinkle in their eye. As an older coach, I've seen it before. I've seen that upper class leadership, and we have that right now. We're in a great spot. We got to battle, we all have to battle COVID and what comes with this pandemic, but we're appreciating the fact we get to get going and we get to start. And that's just it. We want to do everything possible right now to get this season started.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about some of your incoming freshmen, and particularly one, Brock Faber, who was drafted by the LA Kings 45th overall. What a nice honor for him, but it would also set some pretty big expectations for him coming in.
Yeah. We have just four freshmen that entered our roster right now, and we have been on the ice quite a bit, since we got back to school. And and Brock's going to be a tremendous player for us, and we're really excited about him. In 2 years, he played in the U.S. program out in Plymouth for USA Hockey. He just has a swagger about him. He should be an invite to the World Junior with Johnson Lacombe. We just have we're young on D, but real bright spot of talent, character, and we're going to turn that group loose loose for us. And Faves has been very impressive, along with Michael Kester. I mean, two freshman defensemen and that really have impressed us right now.
Coach, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck as the season opens up here in a couple of weeks.
All right, we're excited to get going. Thanks so much.